For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The trash truck driver who derailed an Amtrak train in Crozet last year, killing one person, is not guilty, according to a jury. Public school kids in Virginia may soon be able to get cannabis treatment at school if the governor signs a new bill. And despite a big incentive from the state not to raise tuition, UVA is hiking its rates anyway. We'll have details. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, February 28th. On Wednesday, an Albemarle County jury acquitted the driver of the garbage truck that derailed a train carrying Republican lawmakers last year. The driver had been charged with involuntary manslaughter. The crash killed one worker on the truck and permanently disabled another. WCVE's Haas Spencer has this report.
Prosecutor Robert Tracy had video and witnesses suggesting that the driver veered past flashing lights and lowered gates. But the judge blocked part of his case.
I think the jury wasn't able to consider the totality of circumstances.
What the judge barred was bloodstream evidence that driver Dana Naylor had an elevated level of THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, and something Virginia driving laws are silent on.
And I think this outcome ought to give the General Assembly some incentive to reconsider that question.
Republican members of the House and Senate had been heading to the Greenbrier Resort on the last day of January 2018 when their chartered train struck the truck near the foot of the Blue Ridge. In Albemarle,
Haas Spencer, WMRA News.
Healthcare providers and nurses in Virginia may soon be able to administer medical cannabis to elementary and secondary public school students. The news leader reports the legislation passed by the General Assembly now awaits Governor Ralph Northam's signature. If he signs the bill, the cannabis treatment will be allowed on school property and at school events. The bill would prohibit a school from suspending or expelling a student for using cannabis products with valid physician-issued documentation. It also protects school nurses and healthcare providers from prosecution for storing, dispensing, and administering the oils as long as that conforms to school board policy. The law would make Virginia the fourth state in the nation to allow school healthcare providers to administer cannabis. A temporary suspension of the country's debt ceiling runs out Friday, and the U.S. Treasury will probably run out of money to pay the nation's bills by September unless Congress can agree on a fix. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has introduced legislation he says will end what he calls debt ceiling brinksmanship. WCBE's Charles Fishburn reports.
Senator Kaine is co-sponsor of a bill to change the procedure, enabling the president to initiate a process to raise the debt ceiling subject to congressional override.
And it would make it much simpler for us to act as Congress on budgets and then have the president adjust the debt ceiling to account for legislation that he's signed.
Congress could vote against it.
Only in the event that Congress would want to disapprove of the president's action would we be able to take a step which he could veto to disapprove of raising the debt ceiling.
Everyone is accountable. But with the debt now at $22 trillion and counting, Senator Kaine says it could avoid political brinkmanship that could ruin both the nation's credit and the economy. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
In the next few months, colleges in Virginia will decide whether to raise tuition for the next school year. The latest state budget has a big incentive for them not to, but UVA has already said it's going to hike its rates. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
Lawmakers are giving more, a lot more, to Virginia's public colleges, almost $60 million. Peter Blake runs the State Council of Higher Education.
It's a substantial investment in the future of higher education in Virginia.
An investment with a catch. Public schools have to freeze tuition or forego the funds. Virginia Tech spokesperson Tracy Vosburgh says that's a decision the Board of Visitors will make in March.
They will either accept this as in the best interest of Virginia Tech and the direction they want to go, or not to accept it and to go in a different direction.
Some schools, though, like the University of Virginia, have already passed a tuition hike for next year. If they want the money, they'll have to revisit that decision. Tanner Hirschfeld is a student at UVA.
I think it would just be almost a slap in the face to the students if they choose to look to them rather than money that's already there.
A spokesman for UVA says they are reviewing the new state budget and still considering the impacts. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, now that Democrats have taken control of the House of Representatives, Tidewater area Congressman Bobby Scott has become chairman of a key committee. He's using that position to try and help high-poverty schools, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Crumbling school facilities are concentrated in high-poverty neighborhoods that serve minority students, the conclusion of a Government Accountability Office study, and a problem that Congressman Bobby Scott wants to fix. That's why he's moving forward with a bill that would invest $100 billion into improving school infrastructure and expanding broadband access.
Despite the evidence linking well-resourced facilities and healthy buildings, better academic and life outcomes, the federal government dedicates no money to public school infrastructure improvements.
The bill would also create a new national database on the condition of public school facilities across the country. Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin says local school systems in Virginia and across the country would be better suited to fix crumbling schools.
I remember when we passed No Child Left Behind, and it was a bad bill at the time. It took us 14 years to undo the damage that bill did.
House Democrats plan to include this bill in a larger infrastructure package, which already has bipartisan support. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.